Hello and welcome to the Thursday, September 13th, 2012 edition of the Sands and Storms and Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I am today recording from Baltimore, Maryland. Now, a couple days ago, I talked about how Windows 8, which will be released end of October, is already vulnerable to one of the more recent Flash exploits that is being exploited in targeted attacks. Turns out that in Windows 8, Internet Explorer 10 has Flash embedded in the browser, just like, for example, Chrome, and the version of the Flash plugin that was released to manufacturing is vulnerable. Now, you can download the same version of Windows 8 as the one that was released to manufacturing if you are a TechNet member. And there was a question whether or not Microsoft is going to release a patch. Initially, Microsoft said it will not release a patch until Windows 8 is actually in consumer hands. Turns out that so far 7 million users downloaded Windows 8 from TechNet, so there is already a somewhat active community out there that uses Windows 8, even though at this point probably more to test it out than kick its tires before doing larger deployments. So Microsoft decided that it will actually release the patch before Windows 8 will be officially released to users. It's not yet clear how you'll get to it, whether or not it will be offered as an automatic update within Windows 8, or if this will be something that you should download separately, but there should be a patch coming up pretty soon. If you are running the preview release from TechNet, you should definitely apply it. Now, if you count on installing Windows 8 at the release date, or if you are about to get a new PC that will come with Windows 8, just like usual, whenever you get a new system, first thing you should do is patch the system before you go out and connect to a random website and are exposed to whatever those websites have to offer. And the group that calls itself the Syrian Electronic Army claims to be behind a number of attacks against Middle Eastern websites. In particular, the Al Jazeera website has been hacked a couple times over the last few weeks. Now, this week there was a new style of attack. It was a little bit different in that the attackers were able to send SMS messages to subscribers of Al Jazeera's news service. Like so many new services, CNN and such has a similar system. You can sign up to receive SMS messages whenever there is something new happening. And this time they sent three different SMS messages announcing, for example, that Qatar's prime minister was the target of an assassination attempt. These are the kind of news that actually can destabilize markets for a little bit because they are somewhat plausible. In the past, also, they have done these obviously fake sort of spoofs that were not as plausible. And of course, then it's a lot easier to figure out that the particular news feed was hacked. And the infamous Black Hole exploit kit received a new overhaul, a new version. Version 2.0 is available now. Now, this exploit kit has caused a lot of problems over the last couple of years. It makes it really easy, even for not so skilled attacker, to set up client exploits, set up URLs that then users are directed to via emails to download the exploit kit or be exposed to the exploits. In the new version, one of the focus areas of improvements is to make it harder for the good guys, for antivirus companies, to actually download the exploits. So, for example, common practice that we have done here in Storm Center 2 at times is a user sends us an email that includes a link to the Black Hole exploit kit. What we can do then is we go to that URL and try to download whatever exploit the particular user that set up that black hole instance is trying to expose us to, well, in the new version, those URLs will only work for a very limited time after the initial download. Also, the total number of downloads can be limited. So after the original user got exposed to the exploit, it will no longer work. And it's more picky as to only showing exploits that the user is actually vulnerable to. So now, as a malware researcher, you have to be really careful how you access these URLs. You probably want to do it with a real vulnerable system, or at least a very good simulation of one, in order to not tip off the exploit kit. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.